Welcome along, I'm Alan Williams and this is the Alan Williams Podcast. Hello and welcome to episode 139 of the podcast. I hope you're all doing well out there. Weather is absolutely miserable here in the west of Ireland this week. I've been out and about anyway because I want to get my steps up. I've got goals to hit, so I'm pretty much just getting soaked about 10 times a day, but it is what it is. Let's get it done and get on with it anyway. Today's episode is on 5 weight loss realities that the marketers will not tell you. I'm going to keep this short and sweet, guys. This is just a very, very quick podcast today. Just a quick, short fire episode. Hopefully, it'll give you some motivation. Hopefully, it'll bring some awareness to a few things for you. And hopefully, you will be able to move forward when you maybe hear what you need to hear. It's kind of one of those episodes. So don't hate me for it. That's probably the one thing I'll say to you before I even get into it. Don't hate me. Okay, first thing that you need to hear today is you can't hit what you can't see. If you haven't got a clear, specific goal, if you're in your head going, kind of want to lose weight, but it's not clear. You actually don't know what you're aiming for. You can't hit what you can't see. If you cannot see it, if it's not clear in your head, if you don't know what the vision is, you will not achieve it. You can't create success if you don't know what success actually is. You have to be able to define it. So please, if you're somebody who's going, yeah, I want to lose weight, weight loss is the goal, not specific enough. Vague goals bring vague results. If that is your mindset, I want to lose weight, but you haven't thought about how much weight you're going to lose, you haven't thought about when you're going to lose it by, you haven't thought about how you're going to lose it, what's the strategy around it, what's my support system, what's my accountability system, if you haven't thought about that, you're not going to get it done. So you can't hit what you can't see is the first reality this evening. Second reality is you will go backwards. That will happen at some point in your journey, and it'll probably happen at several points in your journey. For a lot of people, they have this lovely idea in their head that they're going to start a weight loss journey and it's just going to be lovely and smooth all the way to their goal, and then they're going to reach the goal and they're going to sit there happily forever for the rest of their life. That's what happens in Disney movies, maybe. It's not what happens in the harsh world that we live in. So guys, you are going to experience setbacks. And it doesn't matter if you're training for 2 weeks or 25 years, you will experience setbacks. Your ability to handle those setbacks and your ability to respond in a positive manner to those setbacks are what's going to decide how you actually have overall success or whether you don't have overall success. It will determine your outcomes. So you need to be very much aware that setbacks are just part of the journey. And if you're trying to hide from them, and if you're trying to run from them, and if you're going to be really upset when they happen, well, you're in for a very tough life. Because they are going to happen and you need to make peace with that. And I always think run towards challenge, don't run away from it. Like have a plan in place about how you will handle challenge when it comes up. Choose your reaction to it. You do get to choose your response. Choose the right response and those setbacks are not going to be fatal. They're not going to be fatal at all. They're going to be a minor blip in the road. But you have to always keep the bigger picture in mind. You have to recognize that if I've had a tough week, if I've had a tough month, it's part of a bigger picture. It's 1 month out of 12. Or if you look at the course of your whole life, it's an occasional blip now and again. If you show up every single day with good intention, you will get to where you want to be. Great question for you guys. If I keep doing what I've done today for the next 365 days, will I become the person I want to be? And that's a very simple yes or no. If I repeat my behaviors from today for the next 365 days, will I become the person who I want to be this time next year? If it's yes, keep doing what you're doing. If it's no, what do you need to change? But recognize that even when you have that vision in your head, you will have setbacks. But when you've got the vision, it means that your responses to setbacks will be good because you'll keep doing the right things. Your behaviors will still be aligned with your goals. It's when you get emotional about the journey and you get emotional about the process, that's when you're having a chance. You don't stand a chance. If you're going to be emotional about the weighing scales, if you're going to be emotional about having a weekend where you binge, if you're going to be emotional about having a bad week in inverted commas, you will never make progress with this stuff. Because you're going to be constantly starting over and over and over. You're going to derail yourself. You're going to say, I'm a failure. You're going to say, what was the point in even putting in the work over the last week or 2 weeks or however long you lasted? And then you're going to be restarting again in 3 months' time and in 6 months' time and in 9 months' time. If you want to make long-term progress, you have to turn down the emotion and you have to turn up the logic and the strategy and the tactics and the thinking. You've got to start thinking at a higher level. So you will go backwards. 100%. At some point you will. At many points you will. But are you going to continue on that slide backward and feel sorry for yourself and not respond to it well? Or are you going to start moving yourself forwards again? Your response is always the most important thing. It's never the event that happens that determines the outcome. It's your response to the event. And you get to choose that. So just to be aware of that, you fully 100% have control over your responses. You won't always have control over the circumstances, but you will always have control over the response. So that's up to you, and that's in your control. So that's the second reality today, is that you will go backwards, but you do get to choose how you respond to it. The third reality then, this is one I kind of need to get off my chest. It's a little bit of a bugbear of mine. I've never really mentioned this before, but it's something I just want to say because I need to put it out there and I need to get it off my chest. The third reality is your partner doesn't always know best. Your partner is not necessarily the expert in the weight loss field. And I say this because it's something I come across so many times. I'll get inquiries about Elevate from people who are utterly miserable. Like, they're at their wit's end, they're out of shape, their confidence is on the floor, they have a terrible quality of life, they're second guessing everything, they're going out, pulling at clothes when they're out, wanting to avoid having their picture taken, they're even pulling back from social occasions. Their life is miserable, and they end up even crying sometimes on the calls we've had. Like, they're mentally at the rock bottom. And when it comes to actually taking the plunge and investing in themselves, they'll say something along the lines of, I need to talk to my partner about it. And then they won't do it. They won't do the thing. And this is one that it does get my back up a little bit, because, like, I don't mean to sound harsh here, and this is not being disrespectful of your partner or anything like that. But, like, if your partner was the expert in this, do you not think this problem would have been solved years ago? Do you not think you would be in great shape if your partner was the person to go to for advice on this? And I know there's a financial investment involved, and I want you want their decision to be part, you want them to be part of the decision-making process, I guess. But I always come back to, what if they say no? What if they say no? What are you going to do then? Are you going to carry on as you are, being utterly miserable? And it's going to get worse over time. It's not going to get better. If nothing changes, nothing changes. But, like, taking the opinion of your partner as the deciding factor, I know this is a hard mindset shift for a lot of people, but, like, if that hasn't been serving you up to now, why are you keeping going with it? Why are you still turning to that every time? Like, if you're that miserable and you're really unhappy in yourself, why is your partner's opinion the deciding factor? Like, is your quality of life not important? Is your happiness not important? Does your partner not want you to be happy? Should they not be getting behind you? And again, as I said, I don't want to sound judgmental or anything in this, but it's just a reality. And it's like, I'm not going to take that plunge because my partner doesn't think I should do it. Because there's this thing, and it's even in relation to kind of fitness in general and the fitness industry in general. I think as fitness professionals, our profession gets disrespected a lot. And the reason I say that is because a lot of people have this thing in their head about, I should be able to do it myself. And even when you need to lose weight and you're at that breaking point where you're going, something has to change. You've been trying to do it yourself for years, but it hasn't been working. And you know you can't do it yourself. But your partner maybe hasn't been through the same mill as you, and they still think, oh, she should be able to do it herself, or he should be able to do it himself. And that's the thought process that is keeping you stuck. Because it's clearly been proven, the results are shown, that you can't do it yourself. So why not ask for help? Why not take that decision yourself? And I suppose the one that really blows my mind is, a lot of the time, you actually have the partner in worse shape than the person who's asking for help. And then you're going, well, like, if they have shown that they can't do it themselves, why is their opinion the deciding factor in what you do? And I know that is very black and white, and I know that is sounds a little bit confronting for a lot of people. But think logically here, guys, because again, as I said in the last point, if you want to succeed in your weight loss journey, you got to turn down the emotion and you got to start turning up the logic and what makes practical sense if you're going to start moving forward. So no disrespect to all the partners out there, but please don't just assume that your partner's opinion is the right one, because are they actually qualified in what it is that you want to do or what you want to achieve? Are they the best person to give you advice in this particular situation? Sometimes the answer is no, as harsh as that may sound. Like, put it this way, guys, if I decide I want to build a house and I say to my partner, I'm going to go and hire an engineer because I want to build a house, and my partner says to me, well, no, I don't think you should do that. Like, why can't you just do it yourself? What would you guys say? You would say, that is absolutely ridiculous. You need an engineer. You cannot build a house without an engineer. That's the same. It's the same thing. If you have tried to do this yourself and you don't know how, and your partner also doesn't know how, you got to take that plunge and you got to invest. Trying to save a few pennies is what leaves people 10 years down the track being utterly, utterly miserable and unable to actually pull it back at that stage because it's gone too far. So that's reality number three. And again, that's probably the one that sounds the most harsh today. So I don't mean to cause any offense to anybody, but I need to get it off my chest. Your partner doesn't always know best. Number four is, be open to feedback. And I always say as well, filter your feedback. Make sure you're taking it from the right people. Like, take it from people that care about you, but take it from experts as well. But filter your feedback, but be open to feedback as well. Because if you're shutting down and you can't take feedback, it's going to be difficult for you to move forward again, especially if you're not an expert in that field. So actually, it's kind of funny. A couple of weeks back, somebody got in touch with me. He was a friend of mine. So he is or was an international rugby player. So he played rugby for Ireland. And he contacted me because he does a lot of corporate speaking. So we're kind of in the same sphere. It happens a lot easier for him because he has a high profile. He doesn't really need to go out looking for work. It falls into his lap kind of thing. But he said somebody came up to him after one of his events, the gigs he was speaking at, and just asked him for a little bit of help. Because this guy is basically just starting out, kind of similar to myself in that he's in the fitness sphere, but he's not really as established in it. And he's also trying to get corporate work. So in effect, he was basically wondering, well, how do I get my name out there? How do I get into the corporates? How do I get speaking? And then my mate, the rugby player, has obviously, you know, he's got his contacts in the corporates. He's in it himself. He does a lot within it. But he basically said to me, can you talk to this guy? Because I feel like you're the type of person that he's aiming to be. Whereas for him, he hadn't actually had to go through all the stuff that I have with nearly making contacts and banging on doors to try and get yourself in, because his rugby profile meant that it was very easy for him. He doesn't have to build up a following on social media. He doesn't have to actually just go and find the work. It basically just comes to him. So he felt that I might be in a better position to advise this lad. So I said, yeah, no hassle at all. Sure, put him in touch with me and I'll see what I can do. So this lad got in touch with me and he asked for a bit of help. And I said, yeah, no problem at all. Sure, look, send me on whatever the packages are that you've put together for the corporates and send me on your social media links and stuff like that. And I'll have a look and give you a bit of feedback and see if I can help you out. And he sent me on his stuff. And again, he said he was very open to feedback and he'd appreciate all feedback and whatever. And you guys probably know me. I give honest feedback. But I honestly wasn't harsh on him. I wasn't, because I know it's a guy that's only starting out trying to make his way. So I was phrasing things in the nicest way I possibly could. But at the same time, I had to give him stuff that would help him to move forward. Because there's no point in me looking at his stuff and nodding and smiling and going, everything is amazing. Because what I was seeing was that everything wasn't amazing. If I'm being truthful, the packages that he was sending to the corporates, personally speaking, if I was on the other side of the desk receiving them, I wouldn't have replied to emails either. And I don't mean to sound harsh in that, but nobody owes you a reply in this world. Nobody owes you anything. You have to prove yourself. You have to earn the right to do that. So I gave him a few little pointers maybe on where he could just tweak that a little bit, how he could make it more appealing for people, that he might get some interviews and whatever after that. I looked at his social medias. The first thing I spotted was his Instagram profile was private. I was saying, like, you're trying to build a business, but nobody can actually get on to look at your page. So I gave him some tips, because there was some very, very basic stuff that wasn't been done. Yeah, voice noted him over some voice notes, just some stuff that I felt would be hugely helpful for him, and if he implemented them, would probably make him quite a bit of money. And yeah, he just wasn't open to feedback, I don't think. Never got a reply, never got a thanks for taking your time with it, never got, could you tell me a little bit more about that, never got anything back whatsoever. And my thinking on it is, the guy just wanted to be told that his stuff was great, when in reality it wasn't. And I don't mean to sound harsh or judgmental with that, but you got to be open to feedback. And if it's a weight loss goal as well, me nodding and telling you you're doing everything amazingly is not going to serve you if there's gaps, if there's areas that we need to plug. So be open to feedback. But yeah, just take it from people who, again, maybe are qualified in what it is that you want to do, or maybe have already done what you want to do. Don't take it from people that haven't basically any experience or any knowledge of the role that you're trying to fill, or knowledge of the process or the journey that you're on. Like, again, I would see a lot of the time where people look for feedback, or not even look for feedback, but like, they'll take feedback from people who have never walked in their shoes. And I think that's absolutely crazy. I think that's, it's like, you know, when you get criticized and whatever on social media or even in general life, I always say, like, don't take criticism from somebody you'd never go to for advice. So why are you taking feedback from people that haven't done what you want to do, from people who have never experienced what you're experiencing? So just make sure you're taking that feedback from the right people, but absolutely be open to feedback. I think that's important. And the last one today is, you don't need a chair squad. And this is one that I think a lot of you need to hear, if I'm being honest. You don't need a chair squad. Especially in the early stages of a weight loss journey or a fitness journey, a lot of you are looking for the plaudits. You're looking for the pats on the back. And it's nice. Don't get me wrong, it is nice. And it's lovely when you do receive them. But if you're going to become reliant on them, that is a dangerous position to be in, because those plaudits will dry up pretty quickly. And the reason this is fresh in my head is because something actually happened in the gym yesterday. I was in the gym and somebody came over to me and said, "Jesus, you're looking good, lad." And I was like, fuck, that's the first time anybody has complimented me in the gym in about, oh, I'd say 3 or 4 years. Like, it just doesn't happen. And the reason it doesn't happen is because when you are starting out, people see the changes that you're making and they see the progress you're making, and physically you're starting to look a bit different, and they're all full of the pats on the backs and the well done and all the rest, and you're loving it and you're lapping it up and it feels amazing. But that will soon stop, because it becomes normal for them. As you go on and you're making more progress, why would they keep saying it? Why would they keep saying, oh, Jesus, you're looking great, you're doing well, or whatever? Like, that will dry up. So if you're reliant on that and you need that as fuel, that becomes a problem for you, because it won't always be there. So you have to understand that you are solely responsible for yourself, and you need something much more beyond the motivation of people telling you you're looking well. You need a bigger vision for yourself. You need to be able to inspire yourself. You need to know what your own reasons for doing this are. And it can't be a one pats on the back, because that is just not a strong enough reason to do anything. And you know, when the person in the gym said that to me yesterday, it felt amazing. It felt so good. I have to say, I absolutely loved it. And like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I think it's a lovely thing, and it's really nice when you receive something like that. And don't brush it off, or, you know, like, actually acknowledge it and appreciate it, and appreciate it yourself, because you're doing something right. There's nothing wrong with it whatsoever. All I'm saying is, don't become reliant on it. Don't get to a stage where you need it, because that's where you will be in bother with a fitness journey. And I suppose for me, when I was walking away from that gym yesterday and I was thinking about that, it really just drove home to me how much I'm in a space where I actually don't need the plaudits. I don't need that well done. I don't need people telling me I'm looking great. And it was lovely when I heard it. Don't get me wrong, it was absolutely amazing. But it also got me thinking about, like, when was the last time anybody actually complimented me on my physique? And it's a hell of a long time ago. A hell of a long time. I'm talking years. But then I was looking at that and I was quite proud of myself, because I was going, I actually don't need that. And for me, when it was said to me yesterday, it was a huge surprise. It genuinely was a huge surprise, because I don't hear that ever. Nobody ever says anything like that to me. So it was a huge surprise. And it was a lovely surprise. It was really nice to hear. But on reflection, it was also, do you know what? I'm kind of glad I don't need to be getting that every day. Like, if I can go years and years without people telling me I'm looking good, well, that's a good sign. That means I'm doing it for me. That means I'm doing it for something that's bigger than, I want a bit of praise from people. I want likes on Instagram. I'm doing it for something that's much, much bigger than that. So I think that's something that you guys probably all need to get your head around, especially if you're on the early stages of that journey. Lap up the praise, enjoy it, be proud of it, acknowledge it. It gives you a lovely little feeling. It's absolutely incredible, and it will motivate you for a certain period of time. But do not become reliant on it. Do not become addicted to it, because it will be taken away from you at some point. I hope you've enjoyed that podcast today. It's short and sweet, 5 very short points. I don't want it to come across as a rant. I just felt like it's reality a lot of the time, and it's realities that people sometimes don't want to hear and don't want to confront. But I wouldn't be doing my job as a coach if I always just told you what you wanted to hear. So yeah, I hope you've taken something away from that. And if something did land, think about what you're going to do about it. Think about what it means for you. Think about maybe how you're going to change things, if you need to change things. And yeah, that's pretty much it for today. I'm going to go back now and maybe watch some football, a bit of the World Cup, see what's happening. Have an amazing week, folks, and I will chat to you very soon.